Good morning. I'm just opening my Gemara.
180.
Okay, I believe we are on Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. Can you hear me?
No.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. And I think we're up to, we're going to start again from Tana Rabbanan, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the top. Tana Rabbanan. Im Nemer Banim Lama Nemer Dairus, and Nemer Dairus Lama Nemer. It says banim ashi yibalgu lehem dar shlishi. So if it says banim, why does it say dairus? If it says dairus, why does it say banim? The answer is im Nemer Banim Lama Nemer Dairus. If it would just say ben shlishi, ayisi aymer ben rishim v'shayin yasr shlishi mutter. I would have said the first two sons of a mitzvi are aser. The third son of a mitzvi is mutter, meaning no three generations, three sons, the third son. That's why it has to say dar shlishi. If nemer dairus, we nemer banim. If we just say dar shlishi avay, ayisi aysen aymer la aysen aymdem la harsinai. And Rashi explained, we would say to the yidden that standing in harsinai, it's aser for you and your children, but not your grandchildren. Again, Harvey asked yesterday, why would it be to the Yidden, not to the Midstrom, to their third generation? I don't know, but that's what Rashi explained. That's what we got to yesterday. Okay, this is what we're up to. Lahem. Does Banim Ashi Yavoldu Lahem? Why does it have to say Lahem? Obviously, if they're born to them. What does that mean, Banim Ashi Yavoldu Lahem? Mehem Mana. Meaning that the Ger counts as first generation. That it's not pshat, the son is generation one. The son is generation two. Rashi, mehem mana, hu rishayin, b'nai sheni, he's a rishon, his son is a sheni, and uben b'nai mutter. And his grandson is already a third generation and his mutter. Lahem, right? Halach agab sulam, says twice lahem. Banim ashi yivoldu lahem dar shlishi, yavai lahem b'kal Hashem. By the way, I have a chumash, a gemara now that has the psukim on the side. So if I go, I am not saying this about that. Yavai lahem b'kal Hashem. So it says twice lahem. What is the second lahem? Halach achab sulon, which means that if a mitzvi marries a Yisraelis or Yisrael marries a mitzvah, we go by the puzzle. We don't go by father. We don't go by mother. We go by whoever one is puzzle. So the second lahem is to say, go by them, not by the Yisrael they might have married illegally. Rashi, lahem halach achab sulam, trei lahem ksivi, it says twice lahem, umashma halach achreyam, go by the puzzle. The mitmu b'ksherim gam mitzvi shenasi Yisrael, the Yisrael shenas the mitzvus, halach achreyam, follow the mitzvi, v'avlad puzzle adar shlishi. Now I'm stressing this, I'm trying to stress something here, because coming up in the Gemara very shortly, we're going to have a machloikas, whether a mitzvah father of one generation and a mitzvah mother of a different generation, whether you go by dad or go by mom. And we don't say lohem holach achab sulam, because lohem holach achab sulam is not identifying father or mother. It's saying if one is a mitzvah and one is a non-mitzvah, no matter who the mitzvah is, you go by them, lohem, to them. Not picking father over mother, mother over father. That will be a sugya later on. This is not getting involved in that. This is saying a mixed marriage of a Yisrael and a mitzvah, or a mitzvah and a bas Yisrael, which is illegal but valid, the child will pick up the psul of the father or mother, meaning it will be the next generation, but it will be a mitzvah. So if the father was a mitzvah rishon, the kid will be a mitzvah sheni. And the same thing is true if the mother was a mitzvah rishon, the kid would be a mitzvah sheni. Lahem halach achab sulam. The itzuk lemichtav lahem, the itzuk lemichtav asher yivoldu. Now, the first lahem told you, count them. But asher yivoldu, right, would have told you the opposite. It would have said, count from who is born. Banim asher yivoldu lahem dar shlishi. If not as the Lehem, right, Ashiyav Oldu would have told us the exact opposite. In fact, Ashiyav Oldu seems to tell me the exact opposite. So I have to know what Ashiyav Oldu is teaching me. Because Ashiyav Oldu seems to say, don't count them, count their kids as first generation. Lehem tells me, count from them. The Gemara, so the Itzrich Lemichta Lehem and Itzrich Lemichta Ashiyav Oldu, Rashi translates this as how do we resolve a contradiction in Sukkim? Lehem says, count dad, but Ashiyav Oldu says, count the kid. Rashi, the Itzrich Lemichta Lehem, the Mashmah, the Mehem, Mana, count from them. The Itzrich Lemichta Ashiyav Oldu, the Loi Tema, you should not say, Ashiyav Oldu Mibneyem Mana, because you cry Adadi. It's going to be a contradiction in Sukkim. Elo Lemilsi Achrit Itzrich. The answer is, I need Ashiyav Oldu for something else, and therefore it's not a contradiction. And the Gemara will explain what do I need it for. Dikas Rachman Ashiyav Oldu by itself. Hava Amina, I would have said Mibneyem Mana. As we pointed out a moment ago, Ashiyav Oldu would have said, start with their kid. The bench, Banim Ashiyav Oldu Lehem Dor Shlishi, that are born the third generation, which means not the Ger, but his third generation grandson. The son would be Rishon, the second one would be Cheney, the third one would be Shlishi, the third generation. So therefore it has to say Lehem, Tasa Rachmana Lehem. Vikasa Rachmana Lehem, Hava Mitzvah Mina, Mitzvah Muberes, Shinis Gaira Hiyobna Chad. I would have thought that if it would say Lehem and not Asher Yivoldu, I would say, well, if a mitzvah who's pregnant gets converted, she is considered one generation together with her child. Her child is a convert. Her child converted along with the mother. And therefore, I would count him as generation one. But it says Ashiyav Voldu to tell me, no, that we go by birth. He's born a second generation. He's born to a mitzvah's giyaris. He is conceived as a mitzvah, but he's born as a mitzvah's to a mitzvah's giyaris. Therefore, Ashiyav Oldu tells me, Ashiyav Oldu, to tell me that we go by Leda, and any Leda post-giyaris is considered the next generation. Ashiyav Oldu, Zakrashi, Lameymar, the whole Leda, the Migeris Eilach, any Leda that's after giyaris, what does the Bach say? Cheshvino Chadadara, we consider it another generation, next generation, takes out the word he, Chadadara. Zagdi Gemara Vaita. The Itzuch Lemichtav Lehem Chacham, the Itzuch Lemichtav Lehem Gabi Mamzer. By Mamzer, it also says, Leyave Mamzer Bekal Hashem, Gam Dor Asiri Leyave Lehi Bekal Hashem. And Lehi tells me again that if one of the parents is a Mamzer, the child will be a mamzer. Halach achab sulam, meaning if a mamzer marries a kosher Jew, either the mamzer marries the Israelis, I mean a mamzer is a yid. So when I say Israelis, I mean a kosher Israelis. Or a Yisrael marries a mamzeret. Either way, the child is a mamzer. And I learned it out from Loi. So I have two limudim telling me that we go by sulam. One by mamzer, and one by mitzvi and adaymi. Why wouldn't it suffice to say it in one place, and I would derive it in the other place? Zok the Gemara, the Itzrich Lemichtav Lehem Hacha, the Itzrich Lemichtav Lehi Gabi Mamzer. Dikas Rachmana Hacha, Ishim the Bami Tipa Psula. I would say, because the bottom line is, he was born to a non-Jew, he's born to someone who was a non-Jew at birth. So the person is called a Tipa Psula, meaning the drop that he was conceived from is what's Pasul, was a non-Jew, was a Mitzri. Of a mamzer, the Bami Tipa Kshera. Mamzer, he was born from a Yisrael Tohar, meaning some Yisrael lived with a Chayvei Krisus, created a mamzer, but the Yisrael himself was a kosher Yisrael. There was nothing wrong inherently in him. His relationship was wrong. So maybe over there, we go by the mother or by the father, not by the one that's puzzled. So the Torah had to say, Lai, I'm a Lai. So therefore the Torah wrote Lai with a Vav, to say go by psula. Mikasa Rachmana Gabi Mamzer, Shemdain Royal Kavabi Bakal Lailam. He's more severe than a Mitzri Nadaimi. He never becomes permissible to marry a Jewish man, or a Jewish woman, or Jewish man. Therefore, we go by Pasul. Avahacha by Mitzri, it's not as severe. Proof is, it's only a two generation Isser Emelai. Shrika, that's why the Torah in both places had to tell me that we go by the apostle of Aaron. Rashi, Yitzchak Lemekdov, sorry, Kasser, Loi Gabi Mamzer, Lemember Hol Hachem Suloi, Shemnasuk Shera, Benoi Mamzer, Mentipak Shera, Yisrael Tor, from Yisrael Tor. Okay, now we're getting involved in the next part of the sugya. Amar Rabba Bar Bachana, Amar Rabbi Yechelen. Rabba Bar Bachana said in the name of Rabbi Yechelen, Mitzvi Sheini, Shenasa Mitzvi Shvishayna, okay? Father is a Mitzvi Sheini, the mother is a Mitzvi Shvishayna. They have a child. Who is the child? Now here, Lahem is not a factor. Because again, both are Mitzvim. Lahem just told me that go by the Mitzvi, not by the Yisrael. But when they're both Mitzvim, who do you go by? Dad or mom? You go by dad, and the son goes by his father and goes a generation later? Or he goes by mom, and he goes by mom's generation, he's a generation later. So you have a Mitzvah Sheini that married a Mitzvah Shishayna. Rabbi Bar Bachana quotes Rabbi Yechanan, and we're going to have a machlokes in what Rabbi Yechanan said. Rabbi Bar Bachana quotes Rabbi Yechanan as saying that the son is a mitzvah shlishi, you go by mom. You go by dad. Mitzvah sheni married a mitzvah shishayna, you go by dad. Al maksaver, basa didei shadinalei, we go by dad. Rashi? No, Rashi. Masif Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked a question. Again, so Rav Yechanan goes by dad.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Rabbi. Why does the Gemara right off the bat assume that because of this we go by the dad versus just saying we go by what would be the longer lineage?
I don't know, but we're making him kosher. We're saying the Mitzvah Sheini married a Mitzvah Shvishayna, right? We go by mom, he's a second generation Mitzvah. We go by dad, he's a first generation Mitzvah. A third generation Mitzvah, which makes him mutter. And we go by dad.
Okay, but let's just say the mom was second and the dad was first. The Gemara would
If we were right, Rabbi Yechanan should have said, any go by the lesser one. He doesn't say, he only sets up one case. He could have said, Mitzvah Sheini Shenasa Mitzvah Shreina, or Mitzvah Rishon Shenasa Mitzvah Shniyah. He doesn't say that.
No, my question is based on what does he know? Based on what do you go by dad? He's just stating a statement. How do we know?
Do you go by? You know his svara.
Yes.
I mean, where did he know it from? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Okay, so the answer is, they want to say, comes from Lubishbachaisam Levesavaisam. He's Jewish, right? By Jewish, we always go by dad. Now, he happens to be a Jew with restriction, but then again, he's still Jewish, right? So the Achronim say, again, this is a big shayla because we're going to have a machlokes in this. Achronim say that I think it comes from the words Mishbachaisam Leves Avaisam. That's what I think they bring down. Give me a second, I'll check it out. But I think that's what they say. Rashi and Kedushin says that since Rashi and Kedushin, they quote a Rashi and Kedushin of Samach Zayin Amid Aleph, that says that since there's no Avera done here, and there is a valid Kedushin, the Mitzvah Rishon has a valid legal Kedushin with the Mitzvah Sheni. We say, L'mishpachaisam L'veis Avaisam, like by Yisrael. That's what Rashi says in Kedushin. And that is the Svara of Rabbi Bar Bachana's version of Rabbi Yechanan. So Rashi says in Kedushin.
I'm sorry. That pasuk means what again? That pasuk tells us we go by the dad?
The pasuk says that when a person from Shevet Reuven marries a lady from Shevet Shimon, we go by the dad.
and by Goyim in general, we the genealogy.
By Goyim in general, we will see that. See, this is going to be an issue coming up. But by Goyim in general, we go by that also. If a Mitzri marries a, well, we're going to see that. It's not just Pashut. If they're Goyim, not Jews, we go by dad. We're going to learn that out from Sukkim later on.
But if
there's an Aveira in the marriage, then we go by the puzzle. If there's no Aveira by the marriage, we go by dad unless otherwise specified.
Okay, on this
one. What?
We go by
you seem to be trusted.
Rabbi?
I'm sorry?
What do we go by dad for what, the generation?
No, we go by dad, by who? By, again, Hirsch brought in something else. The Gemara here is talking about generation.
Right.
You have to remember, they're not Goyim, they're Jews.
Right.
This Mitzri was Megayer. He can get Shlishi. He can get Mavtir Yaina. This mistress was Megayeris. She can become a teacher in Beis Yaakov. There's nothing wrong with them except the Torah banned them from marrying a Jewish girl up to three generations. They can get married to each other, even though one is a Rishon and one is a Sheni. There's no ban on that. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
So the question is, does the son go by father or by mother? Now, in Torah, when a man from Shevet Reuven marries a girl from Shevet Shimon, the son is considered a Reuveni. If a Kayan marries a Bas Yisrael, the kid is considered a Kayan. We go by father. They are Jewish. They're not doing an Aveira, so we go by father.
So identifying him
as a Mitzri Sheni.
So since he's a Sheni, we're considering his son a third generation then.
Well, that's okay. The question was his mother was a Shniya. He would like to be considered a third generation himself.
Right.
His mother was already a second generation.
Correct.
His father was a first generation. His mother was a second generation.
So in this instance, we're going by the mother then?
By the father. Rabbi Baba Chana says in the name of Rabbi Yechalel that if a man, Mitzri Rishon, marries a woman, Mitzri Shenis, the son is a Sheni, not a Shlishi.
Oh, okay.
Hirsch wanted to know what's the source of that. So I told them because by Jews, you go by father unless an Aveira is done in the marriage. There is no Aveira done in this marriage. Okay?
Yep.
Must have rejected.
Rebbe, last question. Does it matter if this third generation Mitzri went through Geiris versus his father and or mother?
I don't understand what you mean. The third generation Mitzri doesn't have to go through Geiris. The second generation Mitzri doesn't have to go through Geiris.
No, I understand.
They're born Jews.
I understand, but his parents, were they Yidden? Or does it matter?
Meaning?
That ban on third generation, does it matter if this Mitzri...
There's no ban on third generation. There's only a ban on second generation.
Right, okay, I'm sorry, second generation. The ban on second generation, does that matter what religion he professes?
He was born Jewish.
And the same, it would be the same halakha even if he wasn't born Jewish?
He wasn't born Jewish, then he's a guy. If he's a guy, he's a Mitzri Rishon.
Oh, okay.
Mitzri,
I know that.
Mitzri Rishon means first generation Ger Mitzri.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a Mitzri Rishon means a Mitzri that converted. He is the Mitzri Rishon. His son is going to be a second generation Mitzri, born Jewish. Right? Born Jewish. But he just can't marry a Jewish girl. He can marry some. His son will be a third generation Mitzri, can marry anybody. Now, here they were both Jewish, the Mitzri Rishon, and she was a second generation, which means her parents were Mitzrim who had been Megayer. And now she was a second generation Mitzri. She married a Mitzri Rishon. Now, the question is their son second generation and is limited in his choices of marriage? Or is he a third generation and he can marry whoever he wants?
I understand. Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, Zogta Gemara Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Tarfon Aimer, Yechaylim Mamzerim Litohar. This is a Mishnah in Kedushin. A Mamzer, unfortunately, no matter who he marries, his kid will be a Mamzer. So Rav Tarfon comes up with a solution of how a Mamzer can have children that are not Mamzerim. Ketzar. Mamzer Nasa Shivcha. A Mamzer marries a Shivcha Knanis. He marries a Shivcha. He is allowed to. He can marry a Shivcha Knanis. Because since he can't marry a Jewish girl, he has no Isser of marrying a Shivcha Knanis. A regular Yisrael cannot marry a Shivcha Knanis. A Mamzer could marry a Shivcha Knanis. Right? The child will be an Eved Knani. The owner will free him. He will be a regular Yisrael, not a Mamzer. That's Reb Tarfon's opinion. They argue on Reb Tarfon, and they say the child will be an Eved Mamzer. But Reb Tarfon paskins, you go by mom. The mom is a Shivcha, the child is an Eved. And the Mamzer does not carry over to the Shivcha, to the child, because there was no Avera done. A Mamzer married a Shivcha was legal. Right? You can't even call it a marriage. They live together. Shivcha can't have marriage. And they have a child with an Eved Kanani. He can be freed, and he becomes a regular Jew like every other Eved Kanani that's free. So Reb Tarfon gives a solution of how a Mamzer can have offspring that are not Mamzerim. So Mamzer Naisa Shivcha, Havlat Eved, Shichorai, the owner frees him, Nimtza Ben Chayrim. Now the problem is, his father was a Mamzer. They're both Jewish. What happened to Mishpachaisam Levesavaisam? We just said any Jewish marriage between two Jewish parties that is not an Aveira.
Let me show you where you can give him breakfast.
Is somebody talking to me? I'm sorry? Okay. So we see that the child goes by the mother. I'm a Basa Shidasha Dinalai. What happened to the rule that you go by the father? And for the Gemara, Shaini Hassam, Dhamma Kroh, Yishav Elodat, Yeladanel. She's not Jewish. She's not Jewish. She's a Shivcha Kananis. And we learned that child from a Shivcha Kananis goes to the mother, right? And Evet Ivri marries a Shivcha Kananis. The legal marriage, the Torah allowed an Evet Ivri to live with a Shivcha Kananis and produce Avadim, but they are Avadim. They don't go by the father because the Torah says a Shivcha Kananis, this kid, go to her. She's not a regular Jewish woman. When there are two Jewish people, man and woman, no Avera is done, you go by the father. There, she's not a regular Jewish woman. She's a Shivcha Kananis. A Shivcha Kananis is kids, or Avadim. Therefore, you can't compare that to a Mitzri marrying a Mitzvah. Rashi. Shaini Hassam, Gabi Shivcha, Gzeres HaKosav, who? The Vlad Shivcha, Kishivcha. To Gzeres HaKosav. You have a great comparison, except it's not, because she's a Shivcha, she's not a Jewish girl. Back to the Gemara. Masiv Rava. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. We had this quoted a few days ago. Minyamin Ger Mitzri.
Am I right? Is that the end of that?
The end of that Brisa. The end of that
Brisa. Is the Gemara not going to discuss that?
No, it's finished.
Oh, that's what I meant. So, in other words, if a Mitzri becomes an eved to a Jewish person, the person frees him. He doesn't belong to his Adon, but he does, sort of, doesn't he?
Again, a mitzri sells himself as an eved kanani to a Jewish master. Correct?
The Jewish master makes him free.
The Jewish master frees an eved kanani who was a mitzri. You
yes.
want to know whether he still retains the psul of mitzri. That's your question.
Yes.
Now, he himself was a mitzri. It wasn't that his father was a mitzri and his mother was a shefker kananis.
He
himself was a mitzri. And he became an Eved Kanani and then got freed. You want to know whether he retains his soul mitzri because he went through the process of becoming an Eved Kanani. My guess is yes, but I'm speculating. I have no raya either way.
I would think that the Gemara would bring that down if it was true. Or that's not that's speculating also.
It wouldn't pertain to this anyway. It wouldn't have anything to do with going with my father or my mother. We're interested in father and mother here. We're not interested in side halacha.
We're interested in which door it is, right?
We're interested if father is one generation and mother is a different generation. Your
okay.
case has nothing to do with generation.
So you're right, you're right. So when it says that the shivcha has a baby, the baby belongs to the Adon.
Correct.
So... It's because it's
therefore, not a mom. Therefore, the baby is not a mamzer. Only Jews can be mamzerim. Eved Kanani cannot be a mamzer. That's what Reb Tarfon holds.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Let me step back for a second. If an Eved Kanani lives with his sister, a Shivcha Kananis, and they produce a child, would that child be a mamzer?
The Gemara is saying no.
Exactly. That's what Reb Tarfon is saying. Avadim aren't subject to Mamzerus. Only Jews are.
So what you're saying is it has nothing to do with the DNA, something that would take
correct.
Three generations to
correct.
Get.
Correct. 100%. You're 100% right. It has nothing to do with the DNA. Correct. If a Gaiish man lives with a sister, they produce a child. That child is Megayer. He's 100% kosher Jew. He's not a mamzer.
Then why is it don't meet the
police? I'm sorry. Give me 1 second to change where I parked. They told me I have to move. I can change. Okay, I'm back. Yes.
Okay, so a dor shlishi, isn't that because it's in the DNA and it takes time to extract it?
Only mitzri DNA. Only mitzri DNA. Well, let me explain something. I hate to use the word DNA because if we go by the father, then if the father is a sheni, the kid is a shlishi regardless what the mother is.
Right.
So
right.
we go by, let's put it this way. Rabbi Yehuda says we go by the father's DNA. Not the mothers. How's that?
The problem for me has been all along that the mitzri is Megayer, as if he's a new bria, for lack of a better word. And nevertheless,
it's a regular ger.
It's a ger, but the ger is is something new. The same way this birth is. I would think of it as like a birth, a new birth. So
but the Torah said,
talk about a mamzer.
But the Torah said that a mitzri has restrictions.
It's exerce a custard. That's what it boils down to.
100%. We don't make these things up. It's exerce a custard.
Right. Okay.
Masiv Reb Yitzchak. Reb Tarfon, I'm sorry. Masiv Reb Rava. I'm Reb Yehuda. Minyamin Ger Mitzri, Hayuli Chavir Mitamide Reb Akiva. Minyamin Ger Mitzri was a friend of mine from the Tamide Reb Akiva. V'yamar Ani Mitzri Rishon, V'nasasi Mitzris Rishayna. Binyamin said, I am a Ger Mitzri. I mean, he went to Yeshiva. He was a big Talmud Chacham. He was Reb Akiva's friend. I mean, Reb Akiva's Talmud, right? So he is from the Talmidei Reb Akiva, and he's not from one of those that died, because Reb Yehuda became a Talmud of Reb Akiva after the 24,000 Talmidim. So Binyamin is a Talmud of Reb Akiva, a Ger Mitzri who became a major Talmud Chacham. So he told Reb Yehuda, I am a Mitzri Rishon, and I married a Mitzri Rishayna. I will marry off to my son a mitzvah shniyah, so my grandson should be able to marry a Jewish girl. Okay? So Minyamin married a mitzvah rishayna. That's what he did. His son is a mitzvah sheni. So he said, I will get my son a mitzvah shniyah, therefore my grandson will be able to marry. The inference is that if his son would marry a rishayna, the grandson would not be able to marry a Jewish girl. He didn't say, I will marry my son off to any mitzvah. He said, I will marry her off to a mitzvah shniya, not mitzvah rishayna. The inference is that if the mother is rishayna, the child would be rishayna. That's the kasha. Today, we go by dad. I feel rishayna nami. Minyamin could have married, his son could have married a mitzvah rishayna. Zakti Gemara, you're right. Reb Yechon changed that brisa, and he said, the girsa should be, I will marry up to my son a mitzvah rishayna, not a mitzvah shniyah. You're right. Enochinami, Minyamin could have married his son off to mitzvah rishayna, and the son would have been a mitzvah shniyah. Okay. Rashi? He could even marry up Rishayna to his son. Back to the Gemara. So this is the end of Rabbi Bar Bachana's version of Rabbi Yechonon. We go by father, not by mother. Rav Dimi came, he quoted Rabbi Yechonon as saying, Mitzri Sheini Shinasa Mitzvah Rishayna, but no Sheini Avoi. It's my Chaykis Rishayna, I will learn one way, that we always go by the mother. We go by mom, not by dad. Alma, baser ime shadinale. We go by mother. Now, the way the Gemara understands this is that the child is part of the mother. Because uber yerach imayu, the child is considered part of the mother. And therefore, the Torah said, a child is the next generation from the mother, because the child is part of the mother, separates from the mother, not from the father. Therefore, we go by the mother, not by the father. So really, the Gemara makes this depend on uber yerach imai. Do we view a fetus as part of mom? If a fetus is part of mom, you can't ignore mom's generation. She is, her son separates from her. So if she is first, the son is second. If she is second, the son is third. Mas amar le'abaya. So it's a different version of Rabbi Yechonon. To machloikas, what did Rabbi Yechonon say? It boils down to, how much do you view a child as a son of the mother, more than the father? That's said by Jews that are belong to a shevet, not to gerim. That's what Rav Dimi holds. Amar Abaya, Abaya says to Rav Dimi, Elohad Amar Rabbi Yechonon, if rishchatas muberes v'yolda. To understand this Gemara, I have to give a little bit of introduction. A chatas is a female animal. The Torah says for a person to separate the chatas, it's a female, either a lamb or a goat, but it's female. If it has a child, after it separated the chatas, it is called a vlat chatas. A vlat chatas gets killed. It goes lamisa. They lock it up in a thing, kippa, and it dies. The question is, when he separates a chatas that's pregnant already, is the child born viewed as a vlat chatas or not? So Rabbi Yechonon said, if it would be viewed as a vlat chatas, then we would kill it. If we don't view it as a vlat chatas, that means we view it that he separated two animals for a chatas. Nam and fetus. And therefore, he has a choice. If fetus is born to be female, he can use either one of the two for his carbon, and the other one is sent out to graze. If somebody separates two animals for a chatas, he uses one, and the other one is sent out to graze, and the money is used for a nedava, for a ketza mizbeach, to fill the mizbeach up when empty. When a person separates a female chatas that's pregnant, is that separating two separate animals, or is it separating one who then has a baby and it's chaya, it has to be killed? So Rabbi Yochanan says, if chatas mubaris v'yolda, if he separates a pregnant chatas and it gives birth, he can either use mom or child. That means mom and child are separate. We don't view them as one body. Because if we did, then the child would be a vlat chatas. It's because it's a separate entity. We view it as if he separated both. So if you say a fetus is not considered part of mom, it's like separating two chatas, one to back up the other. The Amr of Aishia, Hifrish, chatas, shtei chatas, lachrayas, mischaper ba'achas mehem, he can be mischaper with one, vashniya tira, that the second one should graze. Eli Amr uber yarech imayu, but if you view the uber as part of mom, that means you only separated one animal, and that one animal had a baby. Havalei vlat chatas, vlat chatas lamisa, puzzle. And Vlad Chatas is killed. Istik. So Rav Dimi had no answer. Rav Dimi had no answer. If you go, that the reason you go by mom, by mitzvah, is because Uba Yarachimai, so then by Chatas, you should kill the baby. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Ratsa ba mischaber ba Vlad Yira, and the child grazes. Ratsa mischaber ba Vlad da vihitira, and the mother grazes. It's considered like an animal by itself. Like two chatas to back up in case he loses one. One gets lost, he should use the other. It's only when he separated a animal that's not pregnant and it got pregnant and gave birth. If you hold uber lav yarachimut, vashniya tira, the chiyam rina chata shekibu balav lemisa azla, no shehibu shchata zvaavda, the hibrigin acharas takta. Rashi's bothered that one of the chatas we killed is if a chata gets lost and you bring a second one. Here we're saying if you separate two, you use one and the other one grazes. So Rashi says because here you separated two originally, in the other case, you separated one, it got lost, you brought another, you found the first one, so you kill it. It got lost. That he found the first one. So he asked him the question, Rav Dimi had no answer. So he told them, could be that has nothing to do with Uba Yarachimai. Could be that the reason we go by mom, by mitzvah, is because the Torah said, Yevoldu, birth. We go by the one who gives birth. Asher Yevoldu tells me, the one who gives birth. That's the mom. Since the Torah wrote Asher Yevoldu, the Torah is telling me, the one who gives birth. That's what it's saying. So therefore, to give me answer, Enochinami Uber is not Yarachimai. But if you hear it's Exeris HaKasim, we go by mother. Asher Yevoldu. Go by the one who gives birth to them. Amar Loiser Abdimi said, Karkafna. I don't know how Archko translates Karkafna. Rashi says, Adam Choshev, an important person. What does Archko say?
Distinguished one.
Distinguished one. Chazisil Reshach Beine Amudi. I saw your head between the pillars. Ki Amar Rabbi Yechon Allah Shemaitza. You're right. Now, it seems that he's saying, you were there when Rabbi Yechon said it. You're 100% right. Now, Rav Tosfos is bothered. Abaye never learned by Rav Yochanan. So how could Rav Zimi said, I saw you? So Tosfos translates, the Reishach means I saw your Rebbe. Rabba, your Rebbe, learned by Rav Yochanan. He was there when Rav Yochanan taught it. And he must have told you that pshat of Asher Yevoldu. Meaning, I misunderstood Rav Yochanan. I thought it was Uber Yerech Imai. But now that you remind me, Rabba was there when Rav Yochanan taught it. So the Reishach doesn't mean your head. The Reishach means your master, your Rebbe. I saw your, not literally head, but figuratively head. Your head meaning your Rebbe. I saw him amongst the pillars when Rabbi Yochanan taught this. And he must have heard this shot from Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Kakafna adam choshev be'amidu hechig zegarsi. Where they learned. That's what they used to learn. You learned this from your Rebbe. You didn't make this up. You must have heard this from Rabba. Zachti Gemara Weiter. Now we have the next problem. And that is, Time is achsiv asher yivoldu. Tegzeres hakosim, you go by mom. Hada alma, basrabu shadin alay. But if not from the tegzeres hakosim, we would say, go by father. There's no reason to go by mother. She's not Uber Yerech Imai, the separate entity, and he goes by his father. Elohad Amar Rava Nachlis Mubarash in his Gaira, B'no Ein Tzarech Tvila. Amai Ein Tzarech Tvila. A regular guy, nothing to do with Mitzri. A woman guy is Megayeres. The child is born. Does the child need to go to the mikvah? A convert has to go to the mikvah. Is the child a convert, or is the child a born Jew? He's going to need bris milah. He's going to need bris milah whether he's born Jewish or not. Does he have to go to the mikvah? So Rava says he does not have to go to the mikvah. His mother's mikvah helps for him. Now, if Uber is not Yerech Imai, why does his mother's mikvah help for him? Rashi, Ein tzarech tefillah l'shum geres, d'salkelei tefillah d'imei. His mother's tefillah helped. Okay, so we will stop over here. We'll continue Mitzvah Monday morning. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbat Sunday morning. I'll be back for Chazara. I'm on my way back now. Mitzvah Shem, I'll see people Sunday or Monday. Good job.
Rebbe, is there a test this week?
I'm sorry?
Baruch, I should say, Baruch Kleiman wants to know, is there a test this week?
I don't know yet. I'll find out. Maybe, probably not. I don't know. Let me decide Sunday. Okay. Bye-bye.
He might do it soon.